At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor, visiting with Selina Zito of the Washington Examiner, the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette, the New York Post. She files her columns at selinazito.com. And we're now attending, we've moved from fish fry to a microbrewery in Western Pennsylvania for a political event, an introduction of a man who is contending for the Republican nomination for the open Senate seat with the departure of the very much popular Senator Pat Toomey, the Republican of Pennsylvania. And this microbrewery featured a man who is extremely popular in Western Pennsylvania, Sean Parnell. The event, Selina, introduces David McCormick, who is a combat veteran, by Sean Parnell, a combat veteran. And from the photograph that accompanies your article, it looks like it was packed. What was the theme of the moment? What did Sean Parnell say? What did David McCormick say?
So Sean Parnell, up until last November, was the Republican, was running in the Republican primary. He is far ahead. Was going to be the nominee. He was ahead in the polls and very popular among in the state. However, a messy divorce caused him to step out. He offered his support for David McCormick. After Parnell dropped off, there was, you know, a lot of scrambling for people, you know, to jump into the race. David McCormick and Dr. Oz were two of the new candidates to step in, and for Parnell to back McCormick means a lot because voters trusted him, and when you have earned voters' trust, when you offer someone else as someone that you look up to, that carries a lot of weight.
David McCormick is campaigning throughout the community, throughout the whole of Pennsylvania, but this is Western Pennsylvania. We need to mention the other candidates because this is all new to me. The polling is already ferocious and aggressive. You mentioned Dr. Mehmet Oz, who is said to be he's a TV personality. I beg pardon. I don't get to watch this. What does he do on television?
That's OK. I didn't watch it either. Apparently, he was on Oprah. He was Oprah Winfrey's go-to doctor and eventually had his own television show, which he walked away from to run for the Senate race. However, it came out last week that he is now considering going back into the syndication route and another show if this candidacy for Senate doesn't pan out.
In other words, he's extremely well known if you watch television, and he sort of got one foot in and one foot out of the contest. There's also a former ambassador running, and
Carla Sands, yes,
and others running. And so the polling, it's very early to tell. Is David McCormick doing well? He's an 82nd Ranger School graduate. And was he from West Point? Is he a West Point graduate?
He is a West Point grad. He grew up and was, he spent his first 7 years of his life in Washington, Pennsylvania, which is located near Pittsburgh. His father, who was an education professional, became the provost of Bloomberg College up near Scranton. They moved there when he was 7. He finished grade school and high school in Bloomberg, was an outstanding student athlete, and earned a commission to West Point. He served in the Gulf War, Army Ranger, or Ranger School, 82nd Airborne, and then came back, got his degree from Yale, I believe.
No, Princeton. Princeton.
Oh, Princeton. Well, yeah. They're all the same to me.
Yes, they are the same. Accurate.
Sorry, New Jersey and Connecticut. And then came back to Pittsburgh. He ran a, he became a CEO of a company for several years, then was appointed to the George W. Bush White House as the Undersecretary of Treasury, and then became, went back into the private world and was the CEO of Bridgewater in Connecticut.
So what we have here is a combat veteran who is also a Republican actor and has been for some political actor for the Republican Party. Sean Parnell was heavily endorsed by Republican leadership, including Donald Trump. Has David McCormick enjoyed the same range of endorsements, or is it just is it too early?
He's received a lot of endorsements, but what I think, I spent several weeks with him out on the road. What he has done very incredibly effectively, it's gone from being no one on the radar screen to a head in the polls, is that he, you know, Pennsylvania voters are very much like Iowa caucus voters, in which they, while they don't expect you to show up in their living room, they do expect you to show up in their county. There's 67 of them. And he's been pounding the pavement in, I think he's up to like 42 at this point, since the end of January, and just meeting people where they are. And that has been effective in pulling him up in the polling.
And the Keystone race you emphasize in your piece is critical to the Republican Party nationally. And a political novice wouldn't strike me immediately as strength. And yet you indicate the polling is pointing towards McCormick and away from the better known Oz.
Yeah, absolutely. I would say that if the primaries were held today, David McCormick would win. And if for the Republican, and I think it's important to note that John Fetterman, our lieutenant governor, who's known for his tattoos, his height, and wearing bowling shirts, would win over Connor Lamb, who is the more favorite and known by the Washington crowd. And that's for the Democrats.
Also, I want to boast a little bit about the Keystone State. David McCormick, a worthy candidate, and perhaps he'll be successful. Let's presume that he is. This would give Pennsylvania two very charming and agreeable and moderate voices, Bob Casey and Dave McCormick. What is a better measure of a Keystone State than that kind of balance?
You know, and that's very true. And it's also very traditional in Pennsylvania, senators. We tend to pick non-fiery U.S. senators. Even when Rick Santorum first ran in 1992, he was very calm, very quiet, very deliberate. It wasn't until he ran again for re-election in 2006 that he became more of a conservative populist firebrand. But Pennsylvania voters like kind of boring candidates. We do the same thing for governors, too.
Now, fish fry and moderate. SelenaZito.com is where to read the story of David McCormick, the new guy. I'm John Batch.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
You want your child to thrive and reach their full potential. K-12 can help them get there. K-12 powered schools are tuition-free, accredited online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. This is not your typical homeschooling. With state-certified teachers specially trained to teach online, your child will learn at their speed, at home, with innovative, engaging technology. Join the more than 3 million families who've chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast to enroll today.